Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS and KMOX, a few minutes past 4 p.m. We have the Sklar Brothers coming up at the bottom of the hour. Right now, we welcome back to the show Bernie Miklas. Hey, Bern.
Dave Glover, what's going on, my man?
I'm a little embarrassed to say it, but I'm kind of looking forward to this fight tonight. How about you? You care at all?
No, I'm with you. You know, and it's really going to be an incredible thing from the standpoint that this will be the most watched fight in the history of the medium, in the history of the sport, because, you know, usually these things are pay-per-view, right? And this is no pay-per-view. This is free, and Netflix has got, gosh, how many subscribers?
Yeah,
it's a massive
like 175
amount.
175 million, I think.
Yeah, so people will be watching it. And Kevin Wheeler and I were talking about this yesterday on the Gas House Gang. And the thing of it is, I read a couple things. No guy this old has ever won anything in the ring, you know? Mm-hmm. So I don't know that. I think Tyson's in a lot of trouble. Not because he isn't tough enough or game enough. He's just, I don't know. It's kind of hard to beat Father Time.
I ran into a bunch of the guys here just walking the hallways on break, and they're like, Tyson's going to F him up, right? He's going to F him up. I'm like, I think if his instincts kick in, if Tyson takes a good punch and his instincts kick in, he could do some damage in a short amount of time.
Yeah, this is unique in so many ways because we've never seen this.
No.
This is like George Foreman's comeback where he's fighting the heavyweight contenders and winning the champion. I mean, he's fighting a guy that's never fought a professional fighter before, like boxer, right?
Yes.
And, you know, we get this, Bernie, this is what Bernie and I kicked around was like, you've got the younger, faster, more agile, you know, taller, better reach guy who's not really a pro. I mean, like, he's gotten paid to fight, but he's not fighting the number eight contender in the world. He's not fighting ranked boxers.
Yeah.
And then you have the other guy who was one of the greats of modern times, but he's 58 and he hasn't fought in forever.
You know, the thing about Tyson, you just mentioned he's 58. Okay, the last time he's knocked someone out was 2003.
Yeah, yeah.
And if, you know, you're talking about a guy, Mike Tyson, they had to postpone this bout because he had an ulcer flare-up,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So that's kind of what age 58 feels like and looks like. And then the other thing, in 2021, Evander Holyfield, who was ancient by that time, he got absolutely embarrassed in less than 2 minutes in his return to the ring against a former UFC champion. So I don't know that Iron Mike has got it in him.
I understand you have a great Tyson story, Byrne.
Yeah, I was in 1988 when he fought Michael Spinks in Atlantic City. I was working for the Dallas Morning News. I was their Dallas Cowboys beat writer, but I was also their boxing writer. And so the promoter said, you know, fly your guy in here to Atlantic City and I can give him some time with Mike Tyson. because they were trying to drum up pay-per-view, and the Dallas Morning News was a huge paper, and the whole Dallas-Fort Worth market, right? And so I went into Atlantic City, and I met Tyson after a workout. I went to his hotel suite in Atlantic City, and he was in a foul mood. I was the last person in the world he wanted to see walk in his hotel suite. So the guy, my sports editor, who is a legendary figure, and you don't say no to him, he said, listen, I know you're not working for People magazine, okay, but I get it. But you got to ask Tyson about his marriage to Robin Givens and why that fell apart and what's going on there. I said, well, listen, man, you got to ask him. You got to come back with something. So I go in there, and I'm trying to small talk Tyson, and he's in a terrible mood. And I ask him, I said, champ, I hate to ask you this, but is there anything new on Robin Givens? Are you two going to try to work this out? And so he said, listen. He started calling me names, so I can't repeat them. He said, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about that. I can't believe you walk in here and you got the audacity to ask me. I said, okay, champ, all right. And so we were talking, and he was loosening up a little, so I thought that I would talk to him again, try it again. So I tried to sneak in there a different way, asking about Robin Givens. He was angrier this time, and he said, I told you I'm not talking about it. Why, are you dumb? How come you don't understand me? So I tried one more time, which was really stupid of me. And Tyson stood up over me. And again, keep in mind, this was the fierce, baddest man on the planet.
Yeah, remember what he did to Spinks.
Undefeated heavyweight champ. He just destroyed people, right? He's literally standing over me. I'm sitting in a chair, and he's glowering at me, and he's glaring at me, and he has his fist, and he says, you see this? You see this, you blankety blank? You see this? And I said, yeah, champ. He said, I could punch down right now your nose and drive your skull through your nose. And I'll drive your nose through your skull. I'm going to drive your nose through your skull, and you're dead. You're dead. And I said, champ, you don't want to do that. You know, I apologize. So let's just calm down. So, yeah, it wasn't one of my better interviews, but I got something to say, though. It certainly was the most memorable one. The undefeated baddest man on the planet, heavyweight champion, basically threatening to kill me in a hotel suite in Atlantic City.
So that was at the time where he was obviously fighting a championship fight against Michael Spinks, and he beat him in 91 seconds, knocked him out. He was at that time.
Yeah,
I'll never forget watching that at ringside. And, you know, he knocked Spinks down pretty early in the fight. And Spinks, he was just happened to be facing the seat, the side that I was sitting on. And Spinks is like looking like straight ahead. And you basically could see him processing this. It was basically like, no way, I'm getting out of here. So as soon as Tyson hit him again, that was it. You know, he wanted no part of it. He wanted to collect his money and go home with his health.
I would love to see that look on Jake Paul's face tonight, but I'm not sure we're going to get it.
I don't think so. And you know, Tyson will have to defy age.
Yeah.
And it really does matter in boxing. George Foreman was an exception, but it's a little different story, I think.
Yeah, but it was a big deal because George Foreman was 45.
Yeah,
this
right,
is 13.
Right.
Now, but again, this is why I'm still intrigued, even though I think I might be fooling myself. I'm still intrigued because George Foreman was fighting the top-ranked heavyweights in the world. That is not Jake Paul. He has never fought as a heavyweight before.
Let's do this. I need to get to know.
Well, that's true.
I need to get to know Bernie better. Let's do a dinner, and if Paul wins, it's my treat. And if Tyson pulls it out, you guys can treat me.
All right. I'll go for that.
Fair
sure,
enough.
Man. That'd be fun anyway.
Yeah.
No matter who wins.
Let's do
I'm
it.
Looking forward to
let's
it.
Let's
I really
do it
am.
Anyway. Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. But this is fun. I think Tyson's last fight was 20 years ago. He got knocked out by some guy named Danny Williams.
Yep,
I don't even know who he is.
Yep.
So anyway, this ought to be interesting.
Yeah. The only reason it is because of the age. Because if this was 15 years ago, we would be worried about Jake Paul making it through alive.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about
because
it.
Because this is just, in terms of, like, ability, this is a mismatch.
Yeah.
The only thing that changes it is the 30-year age gap.
If Tyson tried to threaten me by driving my nose back through my skull, I'd probably just say, well, go ahead and try. I don't know if you can do that at this point. So anyway, no, I'm only kidding. Big mouth here. I'm only kidding.
I have a journalistic question for you guys. So, you know, I am newly back into baseball, and I get these articles on my phone all the time from fan-sided and places commercials like this, and it's like blockbuster trade, and I don't even know the gentleman's name, some Japanese DH for Arenado, and I really need to know, like, are most of these clickbait? Are a lot of them? Okay, because I'm like, I think Wheels or Bernie probably would have told me if this was a real thing.
Listen, there are two people that I know who write Cardinal stuff on FanSided who are really good. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're thoughtful. They don't just like do the clickbait thing. My friend Josh Jacobs and my friend Thomas Gauvain. But when you see a headline on FanSided about the Cardinals and it grabs your attention, that is the epitome of clickbait, and it's usually some nonsensical premise that just has got no basis and it's trying to get you to read it. And I fall for it all the time, but I click it on to laugh at it, really. I really do. I just laugh at it.
Yeah, and you know, it's even some of the legitimate rumors people, like the, you know, the guys that do it professionally, like, you know, like Ken Rosenthal and Bob Nightingale and John Heyman. I'm not picking any of them. I like all of those guys, but like, that's what they do during the off season. They hear rumors and they write stories about it. Even a lot of that is hard to know what to believe because they're not necessarily misleading you, but the people talking to them might be wrong or misleading for their own reasons or for whatever. Yeah. So
a lot of times it's the agent.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's agents.
What do you say, Bernie? 80% of the time, 90% it's agents.
Agents are trying to get something stirred up.
Yeah. Cause teams tend to be a little bit more on the quiet side.
Exactly. So no, but I think that, you know, people like Rosenthal and Nightingale, and I'm friends with both of them for a long time. I think they do reporting. They are trying to call people. They are getting information. But some of these other things, man, it's just people concocting things, and it's just, it, you know, for entertainment value only. But what kills me about it, what I don't like about it, and I really, you can tell I'm pretty loose about it. I think it's fun. But there's so many people that actually fall for it. They take it seriously. The Cardinals are going to trade. Wow, they're going to trade Arenado to Arizona. There's going to be a Goldie and Arenado reunion.
Mm. Yeah, so
and the Cardinals are going to get Zach Gallen or, you know, some stupid thing. It's like, no, it's not. It's not.
And then every once in a while, it happens every so often, you get this person that nobody's ever heard of, and they start breaking stories. Remember Chris Cotillo, who was a college student, and he started breaking like free agent signings and trades. And everybody's like, who the hell is this guy? But he's getting them right. Well, now he works covering the Boston Red Sox. Like, he's a legitimate reporter. Yeah. See, he had sources. He had somebody and he knew, probably on the agent side of things. And sometimes you're going to get that, but it's pretty rare. Yeah. Pretty rare.
That's right. It's pretty easy to figure it out. And once you're used to it a while, you get around it for a while.
Let's talk a little football. So far, none of my smart friends like you guys and Paulie have said that Mizzou has much of a chance against South Carolina. If they were to pull one out, what would that mean for the SEC?
You know, it just keeps Mizzou in the hunt from the standpoint that they'd still be in the top 25. I mean, and if Mizzou wins out, I don't know how far they can climb, because it would mean that other programs in front of them in the playoff rankings, a lot of those teams would have to lose.
Right.
But it starts with Mizzou winning out. And this is their toughest game on the schedule. And South Carolina is just playing great, great football. They had a two-point lose at Alabama, loss at Alabama, and they should have won the game. And now they've won three in a row against Oklahoma, Texas A&M, and Vanderbilt by an average of 24.6 points per game. Hmm. Their pass rush is ridiculously good. Mizzou's not going to be able to block them. Their young quarterback is a tremendous athlete who can run through you, run around you, run past you, and he's also got a good deep ball arm. I just don't see it. I mean, stranger things have happened, but if you look at some of the metrics, South Carolina is the number 15 team in the country according to the FBI, not FBI. They got more important things to do. And then Jeff Sagarin, who's been doing these ratings for a long time, he's got South Carolina as the 10th best team in the country right now, and we know how Mizzou did on the road against A&M and Alabama, 75-10 combined score.
Yeah, the college football playoff is not going to happen for Mizzou, but I think the better you can finish, and I think it especially does matter if you can finish in the top 25, the more you may be able to convince people in the transfer portal that that's the place they want to be to take you to the next level. If you can look at some veteran quarterback who's in the transfer portal for next year and you're like, hey, man, you're the difference between us missing out and being in the playoffs, that's a selling point if you can do that. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that you do that this weekend. I'm just saying like the better is still going to be better for you.
Here's the deal. Mizzou, what our guy was doing, Drinkwitz, the other day when they beat Oklahoma by saying, we're in the hunt. And see, that got all the attention in terms of national media, right?
Right.
And in a way, it was a disservice to his program. Here's why. Because you know what? We should be worrying about this right now. Like, oh, are they in it? Oh, do they still have a chance? Here's the thing. They've won 18 out of their last 22 football games. They've won 20 out of their last 25 football games. They've been ranked in one of the top 25 polls for 21 of the last 22 weeks. Mm-hmm. In other words, they're building a hell of a football program.
Yes.
And whether they get to the playoff this year or not, there is a bigger story. Mizzou has not been this good in a sustained way for quite a long time. And so, you know, Drinkwitz loves to get attention. He's a carnival barker, and it works in his to his favor in a lot of ways. But sometimes it's kind of like, well, coach, you ain't going to get to the playoff, and then all you're going to do is make your fans and maybe your critics, they're going to be more disappointed, and they're going to be like, well, this season was a big disappointment. Actually, it won't be a big disappointment. No. I mean, if they end up this season, okay, say they go 2-1 the rest of the way, that'll be 20 wins and 5 losses out of their last 25 games. I mean, that, you don't see that from Mizzou very often. Certainly not in the SEC.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
426 DGS and KMOX, a couple fast food news stories.
Yeah, let's start with Chili's.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
They've released a new peanut.
That's fine dining.
The news is that you're going dining tomorrow.
I mean, maybe. There's a very good possibility I'll be going to Chili's tomorrow.
It could happen.
They've
Captain.
Released a new peanut butter pie with Reese's. So that sounds awesome.
Can I come with you guys now?
Sure. I'll text you tomorrow.
Let's double date.
Come on, Dave.
They also have a new margarita of the month, the Autumn Breeze. It's just $6. And it has tequila, triple sec, orange juice, cranberry juice, and fresh sour. So, I mean, it sounds like a normal margarita, but they're calling it the Autumn Breeze margarita.
This really should be
me.
Under fine dining news.
That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, I
That's
agree. True. I agree.
But yeah, that peanut butter pie, yum, yum, sounds good to me. Speaking of pie, Krispy Kreme has some Thanksgiving pie donut flavors, like the chocolate silk pie donut, the lemon cream pie donut, the blueberry crisp donut, and an apple crumble donut in celebration of Thanksgiving.
What if you just showed up for Thanksgiving with a box of pie-flavored donuts instead of pies?
I'd be
happy totally
with that.
Fine, yeah.
Zero people would complain, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Jack in the Box has introduced a $5 big deal breakfast meal and also Birria Tiny Tacos. So the Birria Tiny Tacos were in select markets earlier this year, but now they are going to be nationwide. So bite-sized tacos infused with savory birria flavors served with Jack's classic buttermilk ranch dipping sauce, now enhanced with the birria flavor. You can also get the sauced and loaded tiny tacos. I know Andrew's a fan of those.
Mm-hmm.
You excited to try the new flavor?
Yeah, I mean, I always just default back to ranch. You know what I mean? They have the very good ranch at Jack in the Box. So you get the tacos, you dip them in the ranch. Good to go.
They also have the $5 big deal breakfast meal. It's a savory breakfast Jack, sweet French toast sticks, and a hash brown, all for just $5. And my final fast food news story here, I thought of you, Dave. White Castle is bringing back their Sloppy Joe sliders and their mac and cheese nibblers. But you were just talking about Sloppy Joe's yesterday, and I thought, how funny is that? That now White Castle is going to be releasing them. Listening.
Check that out. They're always listening
Dave,
to DGS.
You're an influencer.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.